Good morning and welcome. I invite you to mute as we sing together our opening hymn number 109, The First Noel.
Thank you.
verse continues on page 80. Lord, open our lips.
And our mouths,
shall proclaim your praise.
Glory to the Father, Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We continue with the Jubilate found on page 82 in your Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. Be joyful in the Lord, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence
with a song.
Know this, the Lord himself is God.
He himself has made us, and we are his.
We are his people,
and the sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving.
Go into his courts with praise.
Give thanks to him and call upon his name.
The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting.
His
faithfulness endures from age to age.
The psalm for this morning is Psalm 84. It can be found on your handout or on page 707 in the Book of Common Prayer. How dear to me is your dwelling, O Lord of hosts.
My soul has a desire and longing for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh rejoice in the living God.
The sparrow has found her a house and the swallow a nest where she may lay her young.
By the side of your altars, Lord, my King and my God.
Happy are they who dwell in your house.
They will always be praising you.
Happy are the people whose strength is in you.
Whose hearts are set on the pilgrim's way.
Those who go through the desolate valley will find it a place of springs.
Where the early rains covered it with pools of water.
They will climb from height to height.
And the God of gods will reveal himself
in Zion.
Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer.
Hearken, O God of Jacob.
Behold our defender, O God.
And look upon the face of your anointed.
For one day in your courts is better than a thousand in my own room.
And to stand in the threshold of my house, to dwell in the tents of the wicked.
For the Lord God is both sun and shield.
He will give grace and glory.
No good thing will the Lord withhold
from those who walk with integrity.
O Lord of hosts,
happy are they who put their trust in you.
Our first reading is from the book of Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I'm going to bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth. Among them, the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor, together, a great company, they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations. I will lead them back. I will let them walk by the brooks of water, in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the coastlands far away. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather them and will keep them as a shepherd, a flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and has redeemed him from the hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young people, young women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests their full of fatness, and the people shall be satisfied with my bounty, says the Lord, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We will say together Canticle 21, found on page 95 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you.
You are the Lord, we acclaim you.
You are the eternal,
you are the eternal Father.
All creation worships you.
Glory, everlasting.
The second reading comes from the book of Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the beloved. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for all this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the Lord to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to mute as we sing together hymn 124, What Star Is This?
What star is this with
gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew, the second chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking where is the child who had been born king of the Jews. But we observed the star that is rising. They have come to pay him homage. When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them when the child was to be born. They told him in Bethlehem of Judea, so it was written by the prophet, and you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea, of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is shepherd of my people Israel. Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them to see the exact time when the star appeared. Then he sent them to the Bethlehem, saying, go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage. They heard that the king had, they set out and there ahead of them at the star that was seen as rising into the top of the place where the child was. When the star stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. Entering the house, they saw the child with Mary's mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening the treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they lived for their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in our sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So it seems like we've been waiting most of our lives. We wait to grow up. We wait to get our driver's license. We wait until we find that perfect love. We wait until we get that first house. We're waiting for retirement. Over and over and over again, we're waiting. And it seems like all of 2020, we were waiting for 2021 to come. And for the last 4 weeks, we've been waiting for Christmas to come. And we've been preparing throughout all that time. Hopefully, we've been preparing our hearts and our minds and our homes to receive the Christ. But it seems to me that the minute Christmas is over, the minute the gifts are opened, we start packing up. But Christmas season is 12 days, and a lot of important things happen in those 12 days. Not only on the 24th and 25th, when we receive the Christ child, this baby born of God, when we receive the good news, for unto you a child is born, for unto you a son is given. We want to pack up. But there's more. On January 1st is Holy Name Day. That's when Mary and Joseph took the baby, infant Jesus, to the temple and offered two turtle doves as a sacrifice, a thanksgiving for this male child and for Mary's health. And while they were in the temple, Simeon, that old priest, recognized Jesus. And he said the song that we say every night at Compline, Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for the whole world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. But not only Simeon saw that and recognized, old prophetess Anna was sitting in the back, where she had been praying every day for decades since she became a widow, because God had spoken to her and said, be there, because you will see the Messiah. You will see the Christ child. And we're invited to go with them to the temple and to see the amazement of these people when they too recognized the Christ child, and when we recognize. Because this is setting us up for the whole year. If we don't stop and recognize this infant as God, as our Savior, as the hope of the world, as the joy in the world, then the rest of the year doesn't make sense. who is this guy who's doing these things? He could be anybody, but we know from the get-go because we have spent time with him. We have looked in wonder and joy. Today in the songs and in the gospel reading, we hear about we three kings or the wise men or the magi. In actual fact, the Greek word can be translated as priests. Back way before there were Christians and hundreds of years along with the Jewish people, there were Zoroastrians, a religion that studied the stars, scientists who studied the stars, philosophers who studied the stars. And part of the Zoroastrian faith, and it exists today, is that a child will be born of a young woman and he will be the savior. He will be the Messiah. And so when these magi, professors, scientists, wise men saw this star, they knew that that was the hope of the world. And they followed that star. And today we hear that they arrived in Jerusalem and they went to Herod, who was the Roman appointed authority over the region. They would have thought that the king would know where the new king was born, probably his child, right? But they said the moment that Herod heard that, he was frightened at that news. And it doesn't just say Herod was frightened, it said all of Jerusalem was frightened by that news, that the king of the Jews, the Messiah, had been born. And so Herod quickly called his chief priests and his scribes, and he says, where is the Messiah to be born? And they tell him, in Bethlehem of Judea. That's what is told by the prophets.
Hello, puppy.
And they're astounded. And so as they get ready to go, Herod secretly, and it says secretly, calls his advisors and says, when did this star first appear? And what we'll hear later in the story is then he ordered that all children, male children under the age of 2, be executed because of his fear. But the three magi, the three wise men, priests, philosophers, continued to follow the star from Jerusalem to Bethlehem. It's about 3 miles. And they said, and when the star stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. Overwhelmed with joy. And I'm thinking, how many times in your life have you been overwhelmed with joy? Not very often, I would guess. I can tell you when I Zoom Christmas with my 4 grandchildren and they had opened the gifts that I got them, they were excited to tell me about the gifts, the things that they've learned about it and that they could do with it. And their excitement was clear, their joy was clear, but I wouldn't say that they were overwhelmed with joy. And I'm guessing most of us know that most of those Christmas gifts we get our children and grandchildren within a week or a month will be lost under a bed or in a closet, that sustaining joy doesn't last. But it says that the three magi were overwhelmed with joy. They got to the house, they knelt in front of the child, they opened their treasure chests, they pulled out the gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, and they left. They had seen the light of the world and they didn't need anything else. They had offered their greatest gifts, their greatest wealth, and they didn't need anything else. And it said, because they were warned in a dream, they went home by another way. They did not go back and report to Herod where to find this child. But what they knew is that the light had come into the world, the light that darkness cannot extinguish, the light that cannot be overcome. And I'm reminded of Isaiah 9, where it says, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Light has shone on those who lived in a land of darkness. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased their joy. When we gaze on this child, when we are in the presence of God, we are filled with joy. We know that the light has come into the world. We know that evil and darkness and tyrants and powers and principalities do exist, but they cannot be overcome. But the light cannot be overcome by this darkness. The light wins. God continues to work in the world. God continues to be in the world. God's light continues to shine, and we are invited into that. This is not just a story that happened 2,000 years ago. We cannot put God in a box, say, there's the church building, and I will go and see God, and when I leave, I'm on my own time. And what I think is that many of us get out the manger scene, and the day after Christmas, or a few days later, we pack it up, put the baby Jesus back in a box for a year, back in the closet. But we are invited to spend this 12 days journeying to Bethlehem, journeying to Jerusalem, where Simeon and Anna recognize this child, with the wise men to journey for those towards the light. And when we are at the presence of Jesus, to kneel and offer our greatest gifts. It might be something to keep that little baby Jesus out for a few days longer and spend some time and recognize that this is the light of the world. This is our salvation. This is our greatest joy and hope and promise, that the wait is over. As long as we have made room in our lives, and there is still time before January 6th to make room in your lives, to prepare your hearts, to make that pathway, that broad, flat highway for God to enter in and for us to go to God. May not only this season, but your lives be filled with the light of Christ, so that you too shine forth as a sign of hope in this world. Amen. I invite you to a minute of silence. Let us reaffirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed found on page 96 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come
The Lord be with you.
And also
with you.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
The suffrages can be found on page 97 in the Book of Common Prayer or your handout. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
For only in you can we live in safety.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon the earth.
Your saving help on all nations.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
Nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
O God, who wonderfully created and yet more wonderfully restored the dignity of human nature, grant that we may share the divine life of him who humbled himself to share our humanity, your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessings through our worship of you that the week to come may be spent in your favor. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your Spirit upon all flesh and hasten the coming of your kingdom through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen. I invite you to mute as we sing the anthem, This Little Light of Mine.
Prayers of the People is Form 6, can be found on page 392 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work.
For our families, friends, and neighbors, for those who are alone.
For this community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who seek the truth.
For Michael, our presiding bishop, Prince, our bishop, for Lynn and Gary, our priests, and for all other bishops and ministers.
For all who serve God in his church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. This morning, we especially pray for Rob R., Carol, Bonnie, Judy and Henry, Carson, Steve, Ann, Laura, Ashlyn, Betty, Bob, Jerry, Julian, Ben, Cheryl, Jean, Nicole, Brian, Cheryl, Eliza, Jane, and family. We also pray for Douglas, Richard, Kathy, Lindsay, Tammy S., John, Muriel, Heather, Andy, Jim and Marietta, Pam, Alan, Colleen, Steve, Elaine, the food pantry, our students and teachers, our first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, and those who mourn.
And for Stuart.
Karen.
Bobby.
Therese, Katie, the family of Kim.
Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life.
The family of St. James.
We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom.
The repose of the soul of Henry and for Bashara's mother.
For Kim.
For my cousin Dawn.
Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
Who put their trust in you. O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
I invite you to join me in the general thanksgiving found on page 101 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, your unworthy servants,
we give you humble thanks
for all your goodness and loving kindness
to us and to all who you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, all the blessings of this life. But above all, for your measure of love, our Lord, Jesus Christ, in the presence of our Lord, and we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercy that with true faith and heart, we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, in holiness and righteousness, and in our walking for you, in holiness and righteousness, in our walking for you, in holiness and righteousness, in our praise, our Lord, in glory, in all ages. Amen. I invite you to mute for our closing hymn number 93, Angels from the Realms of Glory.
Thank you.
blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
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 Let us go forth in the name of Christ.